The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing. Carolina Fresh Farms, call 327-8686. And by Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tega Cay. And now, here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9 on WRHI, EM 1340, FM 100.1, and WRHI.com. And good morning, Mr. Rector.
Good morning, Mr. Crump.
We made it this week, another great day in the neighborhood.
We sweated it out all week. And
another 90-degree week. Everybody talks about how hot it's been, but it's been in the 90s, but it really hadn't been terrible like it was a few years ago when it was 100 every day, but the humidity's been so high.
Yeah, early in the week was pretty bad. Monday, Tuesday, it was, the heat index gets to 105 humidity, and you love hearing that.
I don't want to hear heat index. It's like chill factor. All that is makes you feel worse than you already do.
Yeah.
If it's over 90 degrees, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's hot. Yeah, I think we're on a streak of about 14, 15 days in the 90s, and it looks like it's going to be another week of 90s then, but maybe a little bit lower
90s. 93, 94. One tolerable thing, we've been getting a little rain in the evenings.
Yeah, what about this rain, man?
I know this morning on the way over here, I looked and it was 73 degrees. I said, well, it's going to be 20 degrees higher in about 8 hours. But it's the problem with this time of year and the thunderstorm thing is hit and miss. I mean, you'll get it at your house. I won't get it at my house tonight, and I'll get a flood tomorrow night, and you won't get any. And that one last night apparently hit most of Rock Hill area. I mean,
yeah, I think
even
got
Mr.
About all
Stone
of it.
Said it was down towards Catawba, and you had it at your house in town, and I had it out at the place, and,
that was unusual, too. It came a little bit early. I was at work still, and at the time I left work, it felt like it was about 8 o'clock. It got so dark.
Yeah, all the crews got in, and we were getting everything straightened up, and all of a sudden, boom, and I said, you won't go to the house, you can, but it took them 30 minutes to get inside because it was raining so hard. They weren't going to walk out in the rain. But it came down for a little while.
That's been good. I mean, I didn't see the rain continuing. I guess we had about a week and a half, a couple of weeks ago where it didn't rain, but more or less, the
2 weeks ago, we went about 6 days without any, and I can't believe Mr. Bagley didn't start talking about drought restrictions, because that's what he usually does.
I don't think we'll have to.
And when he does that, we start getting rain, and it rains for the next 8 months. So, we get in a bind, I'll just call Jimmy and say, look, I need a favor. That's happened the last 2 years in a row now.
We don't have to worry about that this year. It wouldn't help either one of us. A drought. So.
Well, what people don't seem to understand, the rain we had last night didn't help Lake Wylie a bit, because all that runs below the dam. It needs to rain up in the mountains to fill up Lake Wylie. And poor people down at Watery got to be catching it. I haven't been down there in a long time, but all the rain we've had, they've got to be.
Yeah, they've had to release a lot down that way.
They got to be flooded under it anyway. So. Anyway, we were talking briefly before we went on the air that you're seeing some brown patch and other funguses popping up in some fescue.
Yeah, I've had some. Steve was just saying that a lot of their yards look good for fescue. A lot of people's do look good if they've had irrigation, done the right fertilizing, and been lucky enough to keep it. But once it gets this hot, it starts baking in some places in people's yards, and we still got another month of August, it's about a month too long for hot weather for these fescue yards, really. But Steve also commented that we're only about 5 weeks away from Labor Day, so that means time to aerate and seed.
It won't be long.
All that. So it's if your yard does look bad, I mean, you can start working on it now, spraying some weeds out, and if you got Bermuda spots in there you want to get rid of, start doing a series of spraying a Roundup type product, spray it, wait 2 weeks, spray it again, wait 2 weeks, do it again. So about a month and a half of trying to get rid of it, and then you'll be ready to aerate and seed. So be in the mid-September by then.
I think what happened with us, we lucked out and put a fungicide down. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing it was probably 1st of July. I don't remember. And we debated whether to do it. Tommy went ahead and did it, and it turned out to be the right thing.
Yeah. That's all about time, and if you can get in front of it. Usually it's the last week of May that's a good target date to do it, because June we usually get those thunderstorms and heat, but then June it was surprisingly cool, so...
That's why we
kind of delayed it a little bit.
That's why we didn't do it in May and June.
And it depends on the yard and the soil and the way it's sitting and the air movement. There's a lot of things factor into it. Where a lot of people, your front yard might look beautiful, in the backyard not good. But it's environmental kind of thing.
Well, what we've always said, I might be shooting the wrong thing here, but fescue, once it hits 90 degrees, it kind of goes dormant. Mm-hmm. It's just like Bermuda and centipede and all them go dormant in the wintertime. Fescue goes dormant summertime. And we used to have a lot of trouble when it started turning a little bit brown. People would pump the water to it. Well, that's the worst possible thing you could have done to it, because then you got all the fungus issues. Mm-hmm. So, but if it gets down, and the humidity seems to be worse on fescue than anything else, what we've seen.
Oh, yeah. So. It can't breathe, I guess, when it gets down like that.
But it's just not made to take that kind of heat. And all this started back in the late 90s. You know, before then, we weren't that bad. And we had bluegrass growing down here in the 80s, but not anymore. They claim there's one now that'll take the heat.
Well, it's called Carolina Blue. It's a bluegrass fescue mixture. That's the newer bluegrasses that they need water, too. They don't particularly care for 90 degrees. Steve said the fescue goes dormant. It does a little bit, but if it goes too far, it won't come back. It's a bad thing. Unlike Bermuda and Zoysia, when it goes to sleep during the winter, really, and wakes back up. So that can happen.
Back in the prehistoric times, we did our overseeding and aerating in August.
Yeah.
And I think last year it was October.
That gave you a good growing.
End of October.
Fall, it gives you a lot of time to grow before winter. Now it seems like we're all jammed up trying to get it done before the leaves come down and winter comes.
So. You got to remember, we had 90 degrees in October last year.
Oh, we had 100 degrees in October.
That
was bad.
Okay, Mr. Stone's got the music coming. We're going to take a short call to pay the bills, and we'll be right back to the gardener's bench.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping is open with all the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Steve and Tommy Crump are still taking spring reservations for designing and landscaping your yard. Remember,
now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Start your swimming season the right way with Imperial Pool and BioGuard. This is Mike Elder. We'll customize a no-hassle treatment plan to make opening your pool quick and easy. Relax and bring your water sample to BioGuard at Imperial Pool, 21 Bypass Rock Hill, or next to the Food Line, Lake Wiley.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer and maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. That quick break, we're talking a little bit about grass, but you know, plants are having the same thing. I have two ladies this week tell me, well, it's too hot to plant anything. I'm thinking, well, it's sitting on top of the ground in a black pot in 95-degree heat. Now, where would that plant be better off?
It'd be better off down in the ground, wouldn't it?
And we have to irrigate every day to keep them cool as much as keep them wet. But, you know, we plant right along and have very little losses, because everybody knows this time of year you got to take care of them. It's wintertime when it turns dry that we have issues.
Yeah,
we have 6 weeks of dry weather in January, and nobody thinks about it. So, but it's Everything's looking good right now. We got some of the best looking plant material we've had in a long time, and that's from all the rain in the spring. And I think the cooler spring weather helped too.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't do your Bermudas and Zoysias much good, but they ought to be.
Took them a while to wake up, but now people are telling me they're mowing them Zoysia yards 2 and 3 times a week. Mm-hmm. I guess it's making up for the lack of growth it had earlier.
That's hurting us a little bit. A lot of our wholesale guys, the young guys, cut grass too, and they're spending more time cutting grass than they have time to plant anything. So, yeah, and I can kind of relate to them. But.
Well, the grass and the shrubs both have been growing. You're going to have a lot of flush outs and
we're already
a lot
starting,
of trimming going on.
We're already
there.
Starting fall pruning now, mm-hmm. so. Yeah, it's just growing so fast. It's taking over the world, but that's a good thing.
Yeah,
it's always good in everything. So, anyway, so how's your boulders and your blocks and?
It's amazing. I guess people are finding out about us, and I'm getting more calls every day. I told Steve I was on the phone last night to, after 5, still trying to line up stuff for next week for get some inventory in. Inventory is a little hard to find, some of it. So I just ordered a whole bunch of stuff and sent it in to them and told them to send it when they were ready. So instead of trying to figure out what they had.
Yeah, we got the same problem with plants and materials. And people don't realize before the virus came along, it was hard enough to get stuff then. Mm-hmm. And it's all a supply and demand thing. Nobody wants to keep anything in inventory, so they make it as it's ordered, and mm-hmm. something disrupts that chain like a virus.
Yeah.
Then you got a problem.
Some people are working, some aren't, and if it's one little thing in that chain, it messes it all
it
up.
It messes so. Everything up. Mm-hmm. It's doing it to the food chain. It's doing it to our supply chains, and I hear other companies complaining about the same thing.
Yep. Yeah.
And you know, this plant's not working, this plant is, but this plant makes what this plant has to have to finish the product. So.
Yep.
And it's kind of
in all industries, I think that's happening right now.
Well, it's been going on for 20 years mm-hmm. that nobody wanted to stock anything. And you order anything now, it takes mm-hmm. a week to get it, you know, 5-6 days. I mean, we brought a brand new tiller, and it took 3 weeks for them to make it.
Wow.
You know? You think a garden tiller would be
yeah,
kind of
I
something.
I heard people would have a hard time finding. I bought a little one too. I had to go on up north of Charlotte to find one,
mm-hmm.
And they had one. I had a call and they saved it. We got up there, but
see, I blame all this on Sears Roebuck and Company. Back in the '70s, you go buy a washer or dryer and you had to wait till Thursday when they shipped it down from Ohio and pick it up. And that's what started this mess.
They went back that way.
Yeah, it's kind of gone. I don't know.
Well, poor Sears is not here anymore, though.
Well, I think they're still in theory, but mm-hmm. they're not really actively in stores around here anyway. Mm-hmm. I think they are in other parts of the country, but I never did figure out who bought who, whether Kmart bought Sears or Sears bought Kmart. Mm-hmm. But it didn't seem to matter for either one of them.
I don't think it worked out for either one.
But usually one gets taken on those deals are the stockholders. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they zero the stock out and issue new stock and then start over again. But
that's true.
Anyway,
the boulders and all we get from natural stone we get from up in Tennessee, and it's a beautiful, it's got grays and browns and big pieces of flagstone and pretty stuff. And as I say, the last 2 months it's been rolling out there. And it's just like sod. This stuff comes in baskets, a lot of it, and you can buy one piece of rock. You don't have to buy the whole basket. You get a better price per rock, I guess, if you buy the whole basket. But just like sod, if you need sod and you just need a small amount, we can get the small amount. Don't have to get Steve the same way. You don't have to buy 30 plants. You can buy one.
Oh, yeah. Seems like we've had a lot of 30 plant ones this year, but that's kind of rare. So this year's been totally different anyway. But now one thing right now with this hot weather, if you're going to try to relocate plants, dig up trees and move them, this probably isn't your best time to do it. You really need to wait till the leaves drop and go dormant. And probably this year, who knows, maybe December, November, December, somewhere along there. But it's if you dig a tree out of the field, out of a tree farm, and when it's dormant in the wintertime, you got about a 98% success rate.
Hmm.
If you do it now when it's hot and dry and full leaf and all that, it drops down to about a 70% success rate. Hmm. So, common sense tells you you're better off to wait a couple months if you can. We can get them now, but there's a lot more goes into getting them out and trying to keep them alive through the summer. Now, container plants, all bets are off. You can plant them 12 months a year anytime mm-hmm. you want to, and you know, it doesn't really go through the stress that it goes through if you dig one up and move it.
So like you said, they're pretty tough sitting in that black pot mm-hmm. above ground with the heat and the air coming around it, and they would enjoy being in the ground.
Yep. But they like to get out of those pots pretty regular, so mm-hmm. and we try to get them out of there as fast as we can. So, but anyway, like I say, we got some of the best looking plant material we've had in many years, and I blame it all on the cool weather and the nighttime temperatures and all the rains. Mm-hmm. And when it did warm up a little bit, it kind of did like your grass; it took off. And now, one thing about this year is we've got crepe myrtles that still hadn't bloomed yet. And everybody calling me up for crepe myrtles or not
blooming. I see them just start pop. Some of them just, depending on where they're sitting in the yard and all that stuff.
They call me and tell me my crepe myrtles aren't blooming. I said, well, mine aren't either. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Well, they don't particularly care wet for wet weather. I mean, I've noted that before. They need to be kind of dry and they'll bloom quicker. And so we've had cool weather and it's been wet. And
they usually like to bloom around the 1st of June. That's mm-hmm. when they normally start. So here we are getting closer to the 1st of August, and they're mm-hmm. just starting.
Yeah.
And that's all nighttime temperatures and a lot of rain. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but whoever thought we were going to have this much rain this late in the season? Not me. So
I just hope it will continue. The last couple of falls we've had have been kind of dry, so I would love to see off and on rain. September, October would be nice.
It really wasn't bad, though. You take the last mm-hmm. 2 years, we had about 4 or 5 weeks there where it got kind of hot and dry, and then mm-hmm. the rain came again. It rained all winter and all spring. So.
Yeah, that's when it's time to aerate and seed. That's when you need a little bit. Those 4 or 5 weeks was the time that's to when sell
you,
seed.
That's when you need to sell some grass seed and fertilizer.
Seed, not selling seed.
Yeah. I don't know. I had a lady ask me this week, and I meant to call you and ask you, but she was talking about overseeding Bermuda. It's way mm-hmm. too late for that now, isn't it?
Well, no, I mean, if you're going to do ryegrass and stuff, you're talking about seeding Bermuda grass? Oh, it's getting toward the end of time to do it. I mean, you can usually tell people the end of July, I mean, because you got to have time for it to grow, and it takes 10 to 14 days to germinate, so you're like, that's 2 weeks.
That's in the
September. Then you need some heat to get it growing and all for winter time, so you can probably still do it, I guess. But it got warm later, so it could stay warmer longer. You know, we don't know yet, I guess.
Another chance.
Yeah. It's only $8 a pound, so you can come try some anyway.
And that might break the bank this week. Who knows? Anyway, there's the music again, so we're going to take another quick break, and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping is open with the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Take advantage of your time at home. The Crump Brothers are ready with free professional advice to spruce up your yard. Remember,
now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Instead of going to the beach, enjoy the water at home with an above-ground pool from Imperial Pools. This is Mike Elder. For the cost of spending a week at the beach, your family will enjoy a pool at home for many summers to come. See Imperial Pools, 21 Bypass, Rock Hill, and next to the Food Line in Lake Wiley.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer and maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. We're here this morning going to finish up this rendition of the Gardener's Bench. And David, you wanted to say hello to somebody this morning, so I'm not going to let you forget.
Do a shout out to say hello to my parents. And they have a new guest in their home. It's my grandma. Grandma Rachel is 102 years old. She turned 102 Sunday.
Well, happy birthday.
Yeah. Yes, bang on the thing.
Yeah. Give her a drum roll.
She was in assisted living last couple of years, and my mom and dad decided to move her out to the house. And I guess they did that so she could hear a radio show maybe on Saturday morning.
She can be your
she
number
didn't have one. A radio there at the place that she's listening this morning.
She can be your number one fan. Then.
That's right. I think she is. I hope she is.
Everybody needs a fan.
So, hey, Grandma.
Hey, Grandma. Nice to meet you.
I feel lucky to have a grandma. I'm 53 years old, so that's not many people can say that.
I hadn't had one in a long, long time, but anyway. In fact, Mom and Daddy been gone 15 years.
And she loved some gardening. Boy, her and Papa used to have this big garden. Oh, my gosh, they had this. You talk about tillers. They used to have those tillers where you cranked it up and it took off. So you cranked it up. I remember, and Papa would drug him all over the garden out there tilling that thing up.
You did that back then. And Tommy and I were talking when we were growing up. I guess we had a 3-4 acre garden. I mean, it was huge. I mean, it was all you could do to take care of it. And planting and taking care of it wasn't the bad part. It's when it came time to pick all that stuff.
Yeah, picking it. And I remember sitting up there cracking green beans.
Every night watching TV, shelled butter beans or snap green beans or shelled peas. Or there was something else you had to do. And your thumbs would get so raw you couldn't even stand it. And
but everybody had enough food all winter.
It was nothing for my mom to can 2 to 250 cans.
You go in there in January and grab what you wanted. It was plenty to eat all winter.
2 deep freezers full of frozen stuff.
I heard one of my vendors came in this today. We're talking about stuff being sold out, not able to get it. He said canning jars are gone. I mean, they can't even begin to keep up with the demand. So people must be canning and doing things again. So
I've noticed a lot of people canning that never have canned before.
Yeah. And, I guess they're thinking ahead. That's good. I mean,
shoot, I might be able to need to sell some of them out of the attic. Then.
There you go. Go up there.
Several hundred up
dust
there.
Dust off some of that stuff.
Well, our problem when we did it was Tommy and I had to plant it and take care of it and pick it, and then we had to put it up because Reba and Rhonda didn't want much to do with it. So, yeah. So it took a lot of time. And I still enjoyed it, and it was real good. And then the deer started eating it all, so that kind of messed things up too. So, but anyway, it's about that time. In fact, I think squash is still coming in. But once you start getting squash, you get enough squash to feed an army. And cucumbers, corn. I'm guessing a couple more weeks of corn. You got some people planted some later corn. It should probably be coming in, but. Most of your early stuff's done by now. Green beans and all that should be in their prime, I'm thinking. But there again, with this cool nights and messed up spring, I don't know exactly what to expect.
Now, I went to the farmer's market. I told y'all about it, a legal remedy down in Oakland Avenue before you get to that bridge coming into downtown. And I went there last week, and they had some gorgeous vegetables and stuff out there. They had some tomatoes bigger than my fist that we bought. I love that. When you take that tomato and you cut it, and you only need one slice to do
to
a
cover
whole sandwich.
Whole piece of bread. That's the way it's supposed to be.
That's good, man. But they had some good stuff out there.
And I found out that's actually the York County's farmer's market that's there. So those folks are nice enough to let them have it there. So.
Yeah, actually, there's a couple, I think there's maybe one or two tents that have meat out there, and see there's a fresh seafood. We got some shrimp and some fish. It comes from Hilton Head out there, and it was very good. I mean, this fresh fish is great. I'm more of a meat, I guess, guy, but meat and potatoes, but I can handle some fish.
I'm not a seafood eater, so you need to talk to my wife about
it. My grandma liked it, so it must have something to do with living a long
I don't
time.
Even want to see a shrimp, and I can't stand oysters. So you need to talk to my wife and not me.
Yeah.
I'm the wrong one to talk about that. I'm a meat and potatoes kind of guy.
Yeah, I am too.
I don't know. It seems like I eat enough chicken. I'm going to sprout wings here one of these days. My wife trying to get me to eat healthy. Okay, there's another quick break, and we'll be right back to the gardener's bench.
This is Mike Elder. We're the pool care specialists at Imperial Pool and Spa in Lake Wylie and Rock Hill.
We're your local BioGuard dealer, ready to assist you with a wealth of pool care knowledge, wide range of proven BioGuard products, and everything needed to establish the best system. Come see us.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping is open with all the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Steve and Tommy Crump are still taking spring reservations for designing and landscaping your yard. Remember,
now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer and maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
I need something. Every time I turn around, I'm pulling the cord out of the headphones.
See, he's anyway, exercising over here.
Yeah, I'm doing jumping jacks or something. Water aerobics or something like that. Anyway, we're going to wrap up this week's deal, and Mr. Rector won't be with us next week. He's actually playing in a golf tournament, I understand.
Yeah.
You got kind of crossed up on what time.
I didn't realize they started that early, so we're going to teeing off like at 9 o'clock. So I have
instead
to,
of 12.
I so. Can't do this and get there by then. But
so Mr. Thompson's going to join me next week, Paul with the Clemson Extension Service, and I think we're going to talk about native trees and invasive trees. So that might be an interesting little conversation we hadn't had in a long time. And I guess Miss Sarah's going to join us the week after.
Yeah, week after. I'm going to try to go to Florida if I can, but I see a friend of mine down there. Not going all over the place, going to his house.
You've already been to Oregon. You can't go to Florida,
too. Oh,
yeah,
damn, man. That's something else. I've been to both sides.
You got to work sometime.
I'm getting ready for fall.
He has to work, too. I don't understand what this deal is. Anyway, anything before we wrap it up?
No, I mean, you can still, I had something on my sign the other day, you can still fertilize your grass if you hadn't done that, especially the warm season. Even the fescue, you can put a lot of iron treatment on there and maybe try another round of fungicide. If your yard's really burn up and it looks like it's lost, like I say, you can start spraying the weeds out, get rid of the Bermuda and get ready for fall. It's, like I say, it's not far. Can't believe it. It's just around the corner. So
I'm telling you.
I was looking at my warehouse. It looks all neat and clean. And I knew in the fall we'd bring in truckloads of seed, and it's like jammed up again. So got a little room back there for activities.
If you ain't got it, you can't sell it.
That's right.
That's my motto. But anyway. Mm-hmm. Now, one thing we have noticed the last few weeks are some kind of interesting little critters eating on things. Kind of keep an eye on things, and because some of these little beetles can do a lot of damage mm-hmm. before you know it, so you might need to take a little insecticide and work on things. But generally recommend doing it early in the morning or late mm-hmm. in the evening. Early in the morning is probably better, since we've been getting the rain in the evening, so the rain's on it, it's gonna make it a waste of time. And most of them, they say, don't spray over 90 degrees, so that mm-hmm. means you're doing before lunchtime here lately. But if you get started early enough, you can. But.
Yeah, probably morning's better, because if you wait till later in the afternoon, you may get a thunderstorm. Like you say, wash it all off, and the whole thing's wasted.
That happens. Okay, well, there's the sign. We'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you in part by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing. Carolina Fresh Farms, call 327-8686. And by Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tega Cay. Join us again Saturday morning at 8:30 for the Gardener's Bench on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports.